News Radio KMAN's In Focus continues on this Friday morning. Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples as we're joined by Bob Koppel, Emily Walker, Emily Schrader, and Rita Zeller, all of Ascension via Christie, as we're glad to have them on board today talking about health matters and so many health matters really that are tied to, but yet tangentially tied to, the coronavirus pandemic, specifically getting yourself tested for the other things, the standard health care items that were our focus before the pandemic put all of the attention on that. And Emily, you brought up, as we talked off air, not just mammograms, but also lung scans are a big part right now of what radiology is doing and trying to find where people may be suffering from issues.
Absolutely. It's kind of a lesser known screening exam that we have. It's called a CT low dose lung cancer screening. And what these are, it's you have to meet a quite a bit of criteria. Some of those things are your age has to be between 55 and 77 years old. You do have to be a current or former smoker. And with that, you had to have smoked so many cigarettes for so many years and to qualify for one of these screenings. Another thing is that you can't have any, you have to be asymptomatic, which means you can't currently having like a fever, chest pain, shortness of breath or anything like that. Like, remember, this is like a screening exam. And then I think personally, one of the biggest things that you have to, when getting one of these scans, is you have to sign off that you are, if something is found on one of these screening exams, that you will work with your doctor to follow up on it as far as treatment again, a screening, a lung cancer screening, they are yearly exams. So again, it's just something great. It could great for the community. These CT screens are performed just in Manhattan, but we have two different locations. They're at Building G in Manhattan or at the hospital itself.
I want to turn to Rita now because you're involved with senior care, and it is Mental Health Month. May is named that, and one of the big issues, of course, for all of us through the pandemic has been mental health, but especially for our seniors.
Yes, thank you. And I would echo what my colleagues have said, just that screenings are very important. And a lot of times we don't prioritize mental health as much as maybe we should. So when you go for your annual exam, you should be getting a depression screening. Some offices also do an anxiety screening because COVID has brought up some anxiety in a lot of us. And I agree, just early intervention makes a huge difference. So if we're able to catch some of those symptoms early on and get supports in place, that is key. It can be hard depending on where you live to get into those interventions. So here at Wamego, we're able to provide care for seniors 65 and over, but we refer out to other places. So any age, anybody, regardless of their insurance, should reach out and ask for that support if needed. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that mental health is foundational to your whole health. So if you're able to think, act, and feel well, you're going to make better health choices overall.
What challenges have you seen on the senior health front through the course of this pandemic?
Well, certainly our population was very fearful about leaving home. Mm-hmm. So one great thing that came from it was offering telehealth, which we still can do, so that they can feel safe at home but get the support that they need. Now that many of our population is vaccinated, our referrals have probably tripled in the last month, which is great. And people are just realizing how important human connection is and what a loss that was over the past 12 plus months.
Talking about the fact that the referrals have taken off the way they have, say someone in the community, 65 and older, knows that it's that time to get in, maybe hadn't gotten in during the course of the past year. What is your schedule looking like right now? Should they be prepared for a little bit of a delay, or is the schedule actually open enough that that it's not too bad?
We are all hands on deck, so we will make sure we have openings for anyone that's wanting to get the care we offer. It's a good thing to see people reaching out and getting help. So no delays, just call us and we'll get you going.
Okay, very good. What I'll ask here before I turn back to Bob, because I've got a couple specific coronavirus questions for him, but among the three of you ladies, what am I missing? Have we touched on everything you wanted to hit on here this morning? Think we've got it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Bob, we talked briefly before we hit air, though, about how much of a surprise maybe yesterday's CDC announcements were regarding masks, or more appropriately, unmasking for those who are vaccinated. It was interesting that it came when it did.
So, I mean, I think it's somewhat of a surprise. I think we all knew that we would be getting to this point, hoping that we would get to this point. I think there's a couple things that it underscores. One, it really, I mean, this is part of the incentive for people to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clear. And then also, if you read through there, there's some exceptions. You know, they're still recommending that you wear a mask on an airplane, for example. At any healthcare facility, you're going to still be expected to be masked. And so, I mean, there are things like that. And I think as we learn a little bit more and continue to learn a little bit more about that, you know, in our own community, we had three people go positive on pre-procedure tests yesterday. So that's an indication that there's still fairly fair amount of COVID moving around or within our population. We have two inpatients, you know, and so that's obviously people are still getting sick. These are all tending to be people who have not been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And that would be our push and our plug on behalf of the Riley County Health Department, Pottawatomie County Health Department, all the healthcare providers, to really consider the importance of getting vaccinated and doing that. Now with the Pfizer product being approved for, you know, anybody age 12 or over, we're anticipating that the Moderna product will also get that approval sometime here, maybe even yet this month. And that's just going to open up access to all of our adolescents. And again, would encourage people to take advantage of that. You know, kind of back to, I can't remember if it was Emily or Rita or the other Emily. Yeah. This all starts with your primary care provider. And so we really do encourage people, talk to them. If you've got questions, talk to them about what to do and when. Everybody's wanting to move us forward from this. And that certainly gives us all some energy and emphasis and enthusiasm even around that. But just, you know, encourage people, talk to your primary care provider. This is where it all starts. It's how you're going to get that referral for perhaps your parent or grandparent into Rita's program. And we serve a multi-county area, by the way, with that senior behavioral program. And one of the reasons we do that is there aren't any other options, guys. Rita's program is carrying a multi-county area because we've got to take care of our seniors.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to encourage people, you know, back to what our folks have been telling you this morning, get your colonoscopy, get your mammogram. If you're a smoker, be thinking about that CT lung scan because we want to protect you too. All these things that we can do to help people.
I know that the latest numbers for the state of Kansas are roughly at 34% having been fully vaccinated, a number that does need to grow quite a bit here before we reach that plateau of herd immunity, as much as it's still even a question of what that plateau is. How much does the Pfizer announcement this week help because of the fact that it means now that teens will be getting vaccinated?
You know, that's certainly, I think it's just a help. One, you have a pretty mobile population. We're moving into the whole summer, spring and summer sports where we're going to have, you know, our adolescents across the state are literally going to be going all over the state, just, you know, tournaments or what have you. But, you know, we have our own staff. We have kids who are in that age group who are saying, like, you know, I want to do that so we can go on vacation safely. We want to do that so it's safe to go to A, B, and C family members or whatever, you know. So I think that's actually it's a big deal. It certainly helps with the number of people that will get to be vaccinated. That's anything we can do to get to that 80%+ vaccination rate. That's what's key.
Again, joined by Rita Zeller, Emily Schroeder, Emily Walker, and of course, Bob Koppel with Ascension Via Christi. Thank you all for joining us this morning on In Focus. Appreciate it. And here's to everybody taking care of themselves and getting in and seeing their doctors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. When we continue in a moment, we touch base with Kansas State University Dean of Students, Thomas Lane. As we noted, it is Mental Health Month. There are some initiatives underway on campus. We'll talk about those coming back on In Focus. This is News Radio KMAN.